إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. وبعد، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Inshallah ta'ala, today we are doubting to be either the 30th of Safar, the 1st of Rabiul Awwal in the year 1431 after Hijrah, which goes along with the on the 14th of February, year 2010, we are continuing the reading from our book Al-Wasiyya fi Shar'iyya Li-Tazawwud Wal-Istidad Li-Yawm Al-Mi'ad. We have come to the page 25 of the book. If we've not forgotten, we were reading for some weeks back what is duty of every Muslim to those whom he is leaving behind, those who are supposed to inherit him. What is the duty of a Muslim before he dies? What is he supposed to do as regards how he is going to bequeath his property, his will, to those who are going to inherit him? And last week we talked about how do you begin treating somebody who is dead. But the book is written as if somebody is passing away and he is about dying. And in the first paragraph, which we treated last week on the issue, it where the writer was saying, "Wabda ubi sadadi daini," whenever I have been confirmed dead, start by paying off my debt. Kabla dafni, before I am being buried. So you pay the debt first. But if the person refused to leave behind a written document confirming how much is he owing, and those who are his creditors and his debtors, you don't know how to go about such things. And he said, "Aw an tastasmahu ashab ad-dayn," or try to seek for forgiveness from those whom I am owing. It is time for you to pay because I am already dead and you cannot pay. Try to seek for assistance from those whom I am owing. Tell them that, "Please, will you kindly forgive these debts, because these are the first activities supposed to be carried out." Just like what used to happen during the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would personally inquire as to whether the corpse is owing anything before the Prophet prayed over him. He said, "Hatta la ubdisa anil jannah," so that I will not be prevented from entering paradise. Even if you are a mujahid and you die on the field and you are owing a debt, you are going nowhere. Your soul will be hanged. And your soul is supposed to go and get entrance into paradise. May Allah continue to have his job. لما روي عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال بكثرة الحديث الفصل بين أبو هريرة الله يفرج اثنين ذات رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said نفس المؤمن معلقة بدينه. The soul of a believer is hung up because of the what? The debt he is owing. حتى يقضى عنه until it is being paid for him. If it is not paid, it continues to hang. I narrated the story of a Sahaba whose dead body was brought so that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would observe the corner prayer. But the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he inquired, somebody said, he is owing me. And the Prophet said, I'm not praying over him. Any of you could pray. Any of you could observe the Salat of Janazah. Then another Sahaba said, I will say it. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam now observed the Janazah. After Salat to Zohar, the Prophet called him, have you prayed? He said, I am in the process, it's not finished. After Asr, the Prophet asked him, have you prayed? Are you prayed? He said, next tomorrow, Salat to Zohar. When the Prophet finally inquired, he said, Alhamdulillah, I have prayed the remaining. The Prophet now said, Alhamdulillah. Are you getting it? Not the Prophet owing this time around, but the Prophet was made to observe the Salat to Janazah because somebody has promised to pay. You get it? So inshallah ta'ala, we pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala pay off our debt. Because in a hadith reported by Imam Muslim, in Sahih Muslim, the Prophet one time he followed a Janazah into the graveyard. And after they have buried this Sahaba, the Prophet was looking up, shaking his head and looked down. He did that three times. He said, Allah is great. So the Sahaba now inquired into why he was doing that. He said, Kai, even in Mujahid, the guy, nothing stopped him from entering paradise except if he is owing somebody. Now, we are starting today from the second paragraph. It said, وَلَا تَدْخُلُ عَلَيَّ إِمْرَأَةٌ هَائِدٌ. They do not allow a woman in her menstruation to enter wherever my dead body is lying. This is my, if I am dead and I am in this room, do not allow any woman who is undergoing her monthly exercise to enter that room. أو رجل جنب or somebody who is sexually defiled, somebody who has cohabited with his wife and has not yet taken bath, do not allow them to enter the room in which my dead body is placed. In amkana dhalik, if that is possible. See, if you do that, if it is possible. If it is not possible, you leave it. For instance, somebody did. If his wife, she is in her menstrual period, so it is not possible to stop her from entering. Maybe she has to come in to show them something you left behind. So no problem. He said, why? لِهُدُورِ الْمَلَائِكَ, so that angels could come in. And angels will come and bear witness to my funeral regulation. وَأَنْ يَلْتَفَّ هَوْلِي الصَّالِحُونَ, and you make sure that you bring a lot of people that are righteous people. That one is an alim, that one is a mujahid. Make sure that these are people who are going to handle the washing process, the shrouding process, and everything about my janaiz. Let the astrology who will handle this. Are you getting it? Now, actually, the issue of allowing somebody who is in junub or somebody who is menstrual period, and there is no strong hadith backing it up. One area where we see a hadith backing such issue is if somebody has been, if they have washed the body, shrouded it, and the janaiz has been performed over him, and it's been taken to the burial ground. By the time they are trying to lower him inside the grave. Now, anybody that is in junub, somebody who has not taken janaba, and he's in the state of janaba, they should ask him to come out. Just like what happened in one of the daughters of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who was the wife of Uthman ibn Affan radiallahu anhu arda. So Uthman ibn Affan was already inside the grave. Then the Prophet now questioned, if you know you are not relative of this person, come out. And they come out. Then the next is, if you know you are sexually divided, come out. Then Uthman ibn Affan came out. And his wife. Are you getting it? You know, many people don't do it. And there's one time Maulana did it. You forgot. You don't forget. When he did it, then Maulana was not too much familiar with me like this. Before we reach Idoji that day, questions everything. Where is this boy? Where has he come from? So Maulana said, if you know you are not related, come out. And again he said, if you know you are sexually defiled, come out. You know, people, especially the people, they fear death, seriously. Not only fearing the dead body, they fear it. Because they don't fear Allah, that's why they fear dead body. Are you getting it? Uh-huh. So what if you, there is one time we had a graveyard, after we finished everything, we said, where are you? Everybody to face Qibla. Everybody just stopped. Nobody will talk. Everybody, they don't want to die. They think they can die here. Yeah. Everybody to face Qibla. Everybody to do Allahumma Qibla wa Ramu. Do whatever you can do. It's the harm, it's the far, and do this way. They obey. And it is hardly done in many places. You should say it. Because immediately people think because they have power, that's why they enter inside the grave. Ask them, allow everybody to enter, no problem. Question number one. If you know you are not a close relative of this person, come out. Even if you are relative, then the next question, even if you are the father or you are the husband, if you know you have janaza, you don't want to go home and become a martyr. You don't want to have the azab of Allah, come out. You see people who come out. So that is where we get authentic hadith. But for somebody who just died and it is haram for somebody with sexual desire to go close to him, or somebody who is in a menstrual period, like the sisters and the wife or the mother, this one actually there is no strong hadith backing it. That's why the writer even says, in amkana zalik, give it a possible. وَلَا تَتُرُكُونِي لِلنَّاقِصَاتِ الْعَقْلِ. Do not leave me to those who are reduced. They are seriously reduced in terms of intelligence, wadeen, and their religion. Their devotion is also reduced. Min al-niswa, among women. Qurabati, those who are closely related to me, وَغَيْرِ قُرَابَتِ, and those who are not closely related to me, اللواتي, those who are يَغْدُرْ مِنْهُنَّ مَا يُغْدِبُ اللَّهِ. That normally, if you allow them to go close to the corpse, the dead body, what they are going to do will cause the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. نَسَلُ اللَّهَ الْعَافِيَةِ. مِنْ أُمُورِ نَهَا أَنْهَا النَّبِي. Among the issues that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has strongly prohibited, that we shouldn't do, if you allow the wife to go close too much to the husband, you start saying a lot of things. You'll be questioning the, darling, you are leaving us. Oh, how is it? You allow them to do that because they are what? According to Abdullah ibn Abbas in the hadith of whatever Imam Bukhari, he said, the nisa, they are what? Naqisatul aql wa deen. Their intelligence are seriously reduced. They are only 1% intelligent and 99% clever. Are you getting it? They are very clever. That's why a good husband is not clever. Are you getting me? If you want to be clever, your wife continues to defeat you every day, every second, every minute. Because that is their own field. But you have to be intelligent. Coward. 1% of your intelligence will discover their 100% cleverness. But all the 100% cleverness will reach just one of them to finish you. You have to be intelligent. So they are narcissistic actually. They are people of reduced intelligence within and reduced devotion to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They were asked by Abdullah ibn Abbas, what do you mean by that? He said, whenever there is anything happening like this, it used to carry them away. Are you getting it? Sometimes because they are forced, they are always the shaitan always conquer them faster than man. Then now Kisrat would be, he said, whenever they are in their mansion, no prayer. Is there any prayer? And they are not paying it back. Whenever they give back, no prayer. Isn't it? If they are in their menstrual period or whenever they are pregnant, no fasting, no juice. So those are the reductions in their deen. Wallahu alam, that's what Allah ibn Abbas said. فَعَنْ عَبْدِ اللَّهِ بْنِ مَسْعُودِ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُمَا قَالَ. It was reported by Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, may Allah be pleased with him and his brother. He said, قَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَآلِهِ وَسَلَّمُ. Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, لَيْسَ مِنَّا. He is not part of us. مَنْ ضَرَبَ الْخَدُودِ. Anyone who beat himself, because of somebody is dead, he's beating himself. Either beat your head, or beat here, or beat anywhere, any part of your body. Because Rasulullah has denied you, he said you are not part of him. How shakal juyub, or the word good, literally it means juyub is this pocket, fear the pocket. No, tearing your garment. What has happened? He tears his clothes. As a result of what? He's annoyed that somebody is dead. How da'a bida'a wal jahiliyyah. Or he agitates and makes comments like the comments of people of ignorance. Make comments. Oh, this house is doomed forever because of somebody who is dead. A'udhu billah. If you say the house is doomed, what the Prophet says? فَإِنَّ الْمَلَائِكَ أَمِّنُوا. The angel will say Amen and will become doomed forever. So if you also pray that, this person is dead. Oh Allah, wherever he has covered part of a secret, oh Allah, provide better alternatives. Allah will also provide it. Allah continues to assist us. وَفِي لَوْزٍ in another love, وَشَقَّ وَدَاءَ. Instead of شَقَّ الْجِيُوبَ وَدَاءَ بِالدَّاءَ وَالْجَهْلِيَةَ, that love says, وَشَقَّ, his tears, his clothing, وَدَاءَ, and he prays anyhow, دَاءَ الْجَهْلِيَةَ. So this hadith is in Sahih Muslim. وَمَا جَاءَ فِي الْحَدِيثِ الْمَرْوِيِّ عَنْ يَدِي سَعِيدِ الْخُدْرِ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ أَنَّهُ قَالَ. And another hadith reported by Abu Sa'id al-Khudri رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ وَأَرْضَاهُ قَالَ, that he said, لَعْنَ الرَّسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ النَّائِهَةَ وَالْمُسْتَمِعَ. Reported by Abu Dawud that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم has called. You understand, they called on who? Al-Nahiha, somebody who shouts. He shouts, he cries, he shouts everywhere that somebody is dead. Somebody is dead in this house. If you are coming 100 meters away, you'll be hearing cries. The Prophet has sent calls upon those people. The Prophet is saying, La'natullahi alayhi. May the curse of Allah be upon those who do that. Not only that, Wal-Mustami'a. And the one who enjoys listening to talking. Are you getting it? Maybe you are standing and somebody is shouting, say, oh, he's dead. What? And you watch him to death that you are also crying. Both of you are caused by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If ever you leave or you go and do da'wah, you stop it and do da'wah. Tell them, no, this is bad. You are not supposed to do this. It's against Islam. Are you getting it? Don't stand there and be enjoying the crying and be listening so that either you are enjoying it or you're sympathizing the one who is shouting like that, you are not sympathizing. The only sympathy you have for such person is to make da'wa to him or her, or live there. So that it may be the punishment of the one who is dead, who refused to make wasiyah before he died, to tell the people that nobody should cry whenever any person dies. Because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the hadith is sahih, إِنَّ الْمَوْتَ لَيُعَذَّبْ بِبُكَاءِ أَهْلِهِ عَلَيْهِ. Verily, the dead body is being punished as a result of the cries of those of his family. Are you getting it? So you only be punished if you didn't talk about it before you died. So try and be talking, so that will be an excuse for you. وَيَجِبُ أَنْ يَذْكُرُنَ الْجَمِيعِ بِالْخَيْرِ. It is wajib. Everybody should make it wajib upon himself. You are talking to your family. All these things we are saying, you are supposed to read it like this to your wife and your children. If you are living in the same house, if you are living with your father, let them be inclusive. This book is wasiyah shari'iyah. If you don't have the time, record the cassette, put it and let them be listening to it. So they will act accordingly. So وَيَجِبُ أَنْ يَذْكُرْنَ الْجَمِيعُ بِالْخَيْرِ. It is, everybody should make it obligatory upon himself that when I die, please mention my good. Stop mentioning where I've gone wrong. Are you getting it? First, I say, our father, when he was around, when he was alive, he used to go to mosque. When he was alive, every morning like this, he used to give us money to go and eat. When he was around, this problem going in the society now, he would have settled it when he was around. Do this. Stop mentioning the bad, the evil. Stop saying, when our father was around, who are you? He will beat you and nothing will happen. And he said, وَأَنْ يُسَامِحُونِي. And also, يُسَامِحُونِي. سَامَحَ means permit me, excuse me. But here it means استغفروني. Please, everybody should forgive me whatever I have done. He's looking for forgiveness. Where I have wronged, please, before I die, forgive me. So that you not start using that as what? An avenue of spreading things that are, whenever it is being spread, people will now hate me. Make sure that you say things that will make people to pray for me. لما روي عن ابن عمر رضي الله عنهما أنه قال, because of the hadith reported by Abdullah ibn Umar that he said, قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم, رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said, اذكروا محاسن موتاكم. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم advised, whenever any one of us is dead, we should always be mentioning his good deeds. We should stop. Inasmuch as he is a Muslim, he has not become a kafir, mention his good cause. Even when he was alive, he was a notorious fornicator, he was a drunkard, he was a liar, he was this, that. But is he still a Muslim committing sins? Yes. We should not be mentioning those things again. That's what the Prophet is advising us. We should be mentioning his good behavior. وَقُفُّ أَنْ مَسَاوِيهِمْ. Everybody should stop his tongue from mentioning people's bad attitudes, evil things, when they are dead. And that's what the Prophet also said, مَوْتَاكُمْ. Those who died among you. Not al-mawta. Because we are allowed to, up to date, mention about Fir'aun and put lana on him. And Namrud. Are you getting me? And Karl Marx, Max Weber, Abraham Lincoln, the father of the greatest present day shirk, democracy. May the cause of Allah continue to descend upon him. It is his theory that has led us to all what we are facing in Nigeria. Democracy. So we continue to mention them, their evils, because we are still experiencing their evils. And we send the cause of Allah upon them. But a Muslim, if inasmuch as he die while in the state of Islam, no matter the level of atrocities he has committed, if he has not gone out of the fold of Islam, we should not be mentioning his evil. That's the thing. We should keep our tongue away from it. Unless maybe historically, if you are reading his history, and there need to mention him. Just like any time we're making history, we still talk about Muawiyah, isn't it? And Ali, and all those who fight, we tell them they fought like this. If I have that fought against themselves, but we end up saying to us, what? Tilka ummatun qad khalat laha ma kasabat wa lakum ma kasabtum. Isn't it? Naam, wallahu ta'ala. So we should study that. And I think this is one of the hadiths I'm preparing to join with the lecture on how to safeguard the tongue. Up to now, we're not giving me this. But inshallah, I'm first in a moment from now. The writer comes with a poem. He says, Yabna Adama, waladatka ummuka bakiya, wannasu hawlika, wannasu min hawlika, yadhakuna sururo. Fahos ala amalin, تكون إذا بكوا في يوم موتك ضاحكا مسرورا يا ابن آدم أو يو son of آدم ولدتك أمك باكية your mother gave birth to you while you were in a state of crying you were crying well I've been giving birth to you he cried except two people and if Adam نبي الله آدم عليه السلام and Isa ibn Maryam these are the only two people who came to this world without crying isn't it Isa alayhi salam did not cry. And if Adam did not cry when he came to this world, but every other person, the Prophet said, they must cry because Shaitan will come and give you a deathless slap on the back. Whoever is coming to this world, Shaitan will come and slap you. And you know one thing? Shaitan did that to cause us problems. Rather, it gave us health. It is an introduction. Shaitan is telling that you are welcome. Inni aduuka, aduuka al-mubin. I am declared, even before you are giving birth to, I have declared myself. I will continue to be your enemy. I will do all what I can do to make sure that you join me in the hellfire. So that you will be one of those who put, I was there in the hellfire. Are you getting it? Somebody, today, people will go to Valentine and say, I was there. I was there where? In the hellfire with the shaitan. Nas'alullah al-Afiyah. So, medically, whenever a child cries after giving birth to, there is what we call ductus venosus, ductus arteriosus. These are two openings through which the fetal circulation, when he was fetal in the womb, and as that come up, it is through that the mother's what? The mother's blood, when the mother eats, the nutrients will follow the bloodstream through the ductus arteriosus to the ductus venosus, and it what? It nourishes him. But whenever he cries, then the ductus venosus, the ductus arteriosus will close, and it will cause automatic opening of what? The upper and the lower, what do you call it? The vena cava, the opening into his own blood circulatory system. Are you getting it? So that he will not use the mother again. He now uses what? His own. Because of the death of the by the shaitan. Are you getting it? Naam. Now whenever you come to this world, you are crying. And people, وَالنَّاسُ مِنْ حَوْلِكَ يَدْحَكُونَ سُرُورًا. Those who are surrounding you, they were laughing, sururan, and they were happy. You are crying. You see the irony. You are crying, and people are what? Are happy. They are happy that they have given birth to a new baby, and you have come to increase the population. You have come to show that all you, the Western people, not the population control. I have come to challenge the population control. You are happy. Then you are crying and you are happy. Then this man now says, Fakhris ala amalin. Try and have hirs. Not only fa'amal. Fakhris. Hirs means greedy. He's greedy of good works. Are you getting it? There is a need, you are there. There is a class, you are there. There is a denial, you are there. There is a marriage program, you are there. Anything good, you are always there. You are always Salatul Duha, Salatul Layl. If you are always doing that, you are combining every sort of reward. You know why? Takuna is a bakaw. So that you are going to be another person. You know when you are coming to the world, you are crying, isn't it? So that when you are returning back to Allah, the day when you are going to die, Dohikan Masrura, you also be what? You'll be laughing and they were crying. Are you getting it? If they are back out, whenever they are crying, you will be what? Dohikan Masrura, Tiyami Mautik. So that you are able to what? To reverse the process. Don't let it be, you are coming to this world and you are crying, you are going back and you are crying. Nas'alullah al-Atiyah. أعاذنا الله من هذه الحصلة. You should be going back to Allah while you're happy. That's why you see those who go back to Allah, those are with happiness. You see them smile. They smile back to Allah from Allah. But those who are useless, you see that they came to the world crying and they go back crying. That's why another poet says, he said, وَفِي قَبْضِ يَدِّ الطِّفْلِ إِلْدَ وِلَادَتِي دَلِيلٌ عَلَى حِرْثٍ مُرَكَّبٍ فِي الْحَيَاةِ وَفِي بَطْهَا عِنْدَ الْمَمَاتِ إِشَارَةٌ عَلَى فَانْزُرُونِي قَدْ خَرَجْتُ بِلَا شَيْءٍ. He said, وَفِي قَبْضِ يَدِّ الطِّفْلِ إِلْدَ وِلَادَةٍ. Any child, any newborn baby into this world, you know what they do? They close their hands. Do they open it? They close it. But what about when he's dying? Like this, isn't it? He said it shows a sign that whenever he's coming and he's what? Closing, it's a sign of what? The dunya, eh? He's coming to amass what? The dunya, get the dunya. But when he's dying and he opens it like this, he said, Allah comes to me. Oh mankind, are all of you watching me? For the courage to be lashing. I'm going back, I'm going with nothing. All the dunya is away. You are going back with what? One useless piece of clothes. Coward. Even if you like, go and buy the most expensive. If you only spend a month, you decay, isn't it? Then you become just the way you are born. Except the Awliyaullah. In Ede, is there, is it? Very close to live in Abbe Kutapo. Ede, awesome. There was a man who was buried for the past 27 years. They exhumed. They are trying to kind of construct a road, and his body was exhumed. Are you getting it? The clothes is still as pure as it was when he was buried, and they now inquire about the man. And he was told that this man, in fact, if you listen to when the relatives talk, you know that yes, he's been loved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In Medina, when they want to reconstruct some of the mosques there, they discovered the corpse of some Sahaba, and it was still as fresh as possible. Are you getting it? Some Sahaba who died dead, they are still saying that even the blood that was stained during the war, still like that. In Medina, it was discovered some years back. So apart from these people, the warmth was before the clothes and get you open and before you yourself. And all those protein content in your stomach, they will have a Valentine's Day. Allah continue to assist us. ولا يجوز أن يقبلني من لا يجوز له تقبيلي في حياتي. Do not allow anybody to kiss me, especially those who are not allowed to kiss me while I was alive. The only person that can kiss you when you are alive is a Muslim male, and you are a male. Eh? He can kiss you, isn't it? Is it not so? Number one, your wife can kiss you, your father can kiss you, your mother can kiss you, and all those prohibited degrees that you cannot marry, isn't it? they can teach you, and they are the same people who can teach you when you are dead. So do not allow, because somebody is your girlfriend, your dad is kissing you. Meaning what? The girlfriend is still registering that you are going back to Allah with zina. Are you getting it? It is a sign that you are registered. So do not allow, you should tell people, not everybody will come and do the sunnah. If, when the Prophet ﷺ died, Sayyidina Abu Bakr, when he entered, he kissed him here, within the eyes like this. Kiss here. Not, you don't kiss here, here. He said, try. He said, the Prophet, you are too handsome when you are alive, and you are more than handsome when you are dead. He kissed him here. So it is sunnah. But do not allow, if he includes it, don't beat it out, we cannot kiss them. I think it, we don't kill the and sunnah does not kill a murji'i or a bid'i, a kufri or a shirki. I get it, whether it is your father or not. Don't kiss. Don't allow them to kiss. وَلَا يَجُوذُ لِأَيِّ إِمْرَأَةٍ. It is not allowed for any woman or person or any lady, قَرِيبَةٌ أَوْ قَرِيبَةٌ, whether a close lady or somebody is strange, and تَلْحَدَّ عَلَيَّ أَكْثَرْ مِنْ ثَلَاثَةَ أَيَّامٍ. Nobody should mourn my death for more than 3 days. When a Muslim dies, we mourn him or her for what? 3 days. And that lady or that woman should be allowed to mourn you. Do not want it. He says, مَا لَمْ يَمْنَعَهَا زَوْجُهَا أَوْ وَلِّيُّ أَمْرَهَا. If the husband allows her to mourn you, then she can mourn you. If the husband says no, he can only mourn you in the heart. Are you getting it? So that a woman will not say now, because her brother is dead, then the husband is saying, let's enjoy ourselves now. She said, no, today I'm mourning my brother. Say, what? Why? He said that the Prophet said we should mourn our ladies. For you will now answer, are you mourning me? You are only, you say you only mourn if your husband allows you to mourn. Even non-obligatory fasting, you don't fast yourself, your husband permits you. Isn't it? So you don't mourn. Your husband is saying, let's enjoy ourselves, and you say you want to mourn. So you mourn and you join the shaitan in the hellfire. You don't make tawbah. I will leave you, Amraha. Or this girl or this woman, she is not actually the wife of anybody, but what? Maybe either the uncle or the brother is the one taking care of her. So that you cannot say that your uncle is dead and another uncle is one keeping you, has been training you, sending you to school, and maybe you used to do some work that day, you refuse to do it because you want to mourn your uncle. So you go and mourn your uncle now and leave the work so that you eat the mourn, whatever comes out of the morning. فَإِنْ مَنَعَهَا فَلَا تَحِدَّ عَلَيَّ مُطْلَقًا. He said, if either the husband or the guardian refuse, prevent her from mourning me, then فَلَا يَجُوزُ, is not allowed to mourn me. مُطْلَقًا, whichever reason, whatever way, وَاجِبُ عَلَى زَوْجَتِي, it is wajib upon my wife, أَنْ تَحِدَّ عَلَيَّ, to mourn me 4 months and 10 days. 4 months and what? 10 days. Ayyam kama fi qawlihi ta'ala, as it is been stated in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala statement in Surah Al-Baqarah. Allah says, بعد أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم من همزه ونفخه ونفثه. والذين يتوفون منكم ويذرون أزواجا يتربصن بأنفسهن 4 أشهر وعشرا فإذا بلغنا جلهن فلا جناح عليكم فيما فعلنا في أنفسهن بالمعروف والله بما تعملون خبير. والذين يتوفون منكم and those who are given to death among you. Allah did not say those who are dying. يتوفاكم قل يتوفاكم ملك الموت الذي you must die when it is time. You don't die because you want to die. You know that if you want to die and it is not your time, you will not die. If it is time and you don't want to die, you will die. قل يتوفاكم ملك الموت. When it is time, you are not the one dying. You will be given to death by the angel of death. So those who are given to death among you were garuna as wajan, and he left behind wives. Yet our partner be anfusuhinna arbata ashhurin wa ashra. They should restrict themselves and mourn for how many days? Arbata ashhurin, 4 months wa ashra, and 10 days. فَإِذَا بَلَغْنَا أَجَلَهُنَّ whenever they have fulfilled and completed their term, فَلَا جُنَاهَ عَلَيْكُمْ so they have no blame. No blame is on you. فِيمَا فَعَلْنَا فِي أَنْفُسِهِنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ in whatever they do to themselves out of good. If they like, let them go and remarry. It's not your own business again. You don't have any autonomy on them. Let them go and marry. If they don't, they can continue to remain like that. والله بما تعملون خبير. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ever informed. Allah is knowing. He's been informed of all our actions. So if they like, they got married to another person to treat you less. Just like when Ali radiallahu anhu arda, when he went to the grave one day, the graveyard, he did salam to those who are buried there. One of the things he asked them is, أَمَّا زَوْجَاتُكُمْ فَقَدْ تَزَوُّجْنَا رِجَالًا غَيْرَكُمْ. Said, your wife that you love so much that they deprive you to start thinking of that, there is a day you are going to leave them and you not go back. There is a day you must face the consequence of all your actions. Those wives, فَقَدْ تَزَوُّجْنَا رِجَالًا غَيْرَكُمْ. Other people have married them now. They are enjoying themselves. And you are now a history. And Allah allowed them to do that. Are you getting it? And they will be asked, The only solution is what? فَإِنَّ هَيْرَ الزَّادِ التَّقْوَى. And they know they will have grown with what? Taqwa. But if they go with taqwa, they will be given otherwise from paradise. More than one, more than two, more than three, more than 10, more than 20, many. وَلَمَّا رَيَّ عَنْ أُمَّ عَطِيَّةَ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهَا أَنَّهَا قَالَتْ. It is reported from أُمَّ عَطِيَّةَ. Allah be pleased with her that she said, قَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهُ وَسَلَّمَ. And the messenger of Allah said, Allah continues to send his peace and blessing upon him. لا تحج على ميت فوق الثلاث. Nobody should mourn a dead person for more than 3 days. إلا امرأة تحج على زوجها أربعة أشهر وعشرة. Except a wife who will mourn her husband for 4 months, 10 days. ولا تلبس ثوبا مصبوغا. Do not wear a cloth that is colorful. So anybody who visits you will see that you are enjoying. إلا ثوب عصب. Try and wear a garment that is a kind of, the color is it fade or dim, or the color is not bright. Are you getting it? Anybody who visits you know that the kind of dress you are in, this dress signifies that you are mourning, you are having sympathy, you are thinking about something that you've lost. وَلَا تَتَّهِلْ. Do not put antimony. You know this, what do you call it? Atomy, what is the name of atomy? Eyebrow, thank you. Do not decorate your eyebrow. Wala tatayyab. Do not also put ten. You stop the same person and your husband is dead. You are not allowed. Illa in the adna tuhriha. Except when you are getting close to the time of what? Of completing the 4 months and what? 10 days. Like a week. If it remains a week. Then even that time, you are not supposed to put the boom. What the Prophet recognizes, it is the nubzatin min kuffin aw azfarin. Except just a piece of nubza, yani qita'a, just a piece of kuff. When they say kuff, you see this Indian, what do you call it? Pen. Then you put light, isn't it? This one at the kuff. Then you have azfar. Azfar is the one that looks like, you know wood, you know firewood. You break it, those ones are particles. There are some things like that you need to bring. Those ones you gather it and put a charcoal, isn't it? It will be burning. Any of these tools. Either that cost that incense burning or those small charcoal that is perfume. You put it so that your house will be okay. Are you getting it? And this one you only do it close to the time one. You are about completing the time of your idda or your mourning period. وَذَلِكَ بِأَنْ تَتْرُكُ التَّزَيُّنُ. This means that you should leave anything as tazayyun, adornment, beautification. Your husband is dead, stop any putting lipstick, light out, nothing. Leave yourself like that, but you should take bath so that you should not start smelling. وَالْمُجَوْهَرَاتِ. Stop putting jewelry like necklace, like earrings. Don't put anyone. Are you getting it? You want to kibble and putting things on your eyebrow, what things and what? The perfume. Well, henna, do not also put, you know, lily. Henna. You know henna? We call it lali. Don't put it. Well, look for haril. Do not also wear silk. وَمَا شَابَهَ ذَلِكَ. And those things and the like thereof, those things that resemble all these things. وَلَا يَجُوزُ أَنْ تَخْطَفْ فِي هَذِهِ الْفَتْرَةِ. It is not allowed that somebody should go to such person and say, I love you, I want to marry you. وَلَا يَجُوزُ فِي هَذِهِ الْفَتْرَةِ أَنْ تَخْطَفْ. Never you go to such person, do not allow yourself that somebody should come and say, sir, your husband is dead, don't worry, I will marry you when you finish. It's not allowed, isn't it? But وَلَا جُنَاحَ عَلَيْكُمْ فِي مَا عَرَّضْتُمْ مِنْ خِطْبَةِ النِّسَاءِ. Isn't it? This is the only thing Allah said. There is no blame on you in you presenting it indirectly. We will not be direct. In Surah Al-Baqarah, you know, you go direct and say, your husband is dead, how is the children? Don't worry, when you finish, I will marry you. This is very wrong. But you can go to her and say, the husband is dead. We pray that Allah forgive your husband. Don't worry, it is your type that people like us want to marry. You know it's indirect now. It is people like you that we, people like us, want to marry. He also understands that, okay, you are indirectly talking. But do not say, I want to marry you. If you do that, the marriage is not with null and void. كما يكره اللمس الأسود من الثياب. It is also reprehensible. It is not allowed. Allah hated that we should be wearing black clothes. Like the Christians, somebody died, they will be wearing black clothes. It is not part of our religion. للجميع. For everybody. In قصد بذلك الحداد. You can wear black clothes anytime. Are you getting it? Even if your husband died, you can wear black. If your intention is that I'm wearing black clothes to mourn my husband, that's where the problem comes. But if you've been with your black clothes ever since, you used to wear it sometimes you don't wear it. So even if you're mourning your husband, you can still wear it anytime. But if it is the intention of mourning your husband, وَهَذَا بِدْعَةُ الشَّيْطَانِيَّةِ. Allah assist us. وَاجِبُ عَلَى زَوْجَتِي. It is wajib. It is obligatory upon my wife, وَبَنَاتِي, and my daughters, وَقَرِيبَاتِي, and all these women who are close to me, wa kullul muslimat, and all the Muslim women, an yatakhallaqna bi akhlaqin hamida, and that they should what? They should be expressing the what? The behavior, akhlaq, behavior that are hamida, behavior that are praiseworthy, the behavior that when you do it, it will praise you. Wala rafiha, and on the top of this behavior, al-haya, is chastity, modesty, shyness. A woman to feel shy. Any woman who doesn't feel shy, she's a shaitan. Are you getting me? They are the ones doing advertisement in the television because they don't feel shy anymore. They don't feel shy anymore. They talk anyhow they like. That's why even they can strike themselves naked and the whole world is watching it. لِأَنَّهُ مِنْ وَوَصُفُ الْإِيمَانِ. It is one of the Udul Jam ul Asas. It's one of the what? Foundation of our Iman. It is the foundation, it is the root of Iman. Because the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Al-Haya'u min al-Iman. To feel shy is one of the branches of Iman. Because Uthman ibn Affan, because he feels shy too much, that is why the angels, they used to feel shy of him. Yes, Allah. To feel shy. So I still know somebody today, you can't even see this. He's a man, but he feels shy. I don't want somebody to be seen looking at his body. He's a man. Now we see women, they will be coming, half of their breast is outside, their buttocks, they will be moaning because of no Iman. Because the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Al-Haya wa Iman Qurina Jami'an in Rufi Al-Wahid, Rufi Al-Ahar. The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, to feel shy is one of the qualities that is what? Part of Iman, part and parcel of Iman. If one lives, the other one lives with it. Anybody who doesn't feel shy, then his Iman is zero. Everything is. So, لما روي عن ابن عباس رضي الله عنهما أنه قال because of the hadith reported from Ibn Abbas, may Allah be pleased with him, and his father Abbas, may Allah be pleased with them both. He said, قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم that the Prophet said, may Allah continue to send peace and blessings upon him. إن لكل دين خلق. For every deen, they have their behavior. The Christianity, they have their behavior. Judaism, they have their behavior. Shintoism, they have their behavior. Paganism, they have their behavior. Zionism, the religion of the Jews, they have their behavior. And Islam has its own behavior. He said, وَإِنَّ خُلُقِ الْإِسْلَامِ الْحَيَا. The behavior of Islam is what? It's haya, it's to feel shy. It is only in Islam you see people feel shy. In any other religion, to feel shy, you be charged by somebody who is backward, you are outdated, you don't understand, you don't understand, you are not understanding fellow, you are not educated, you are illiterate. Why? Because you feel shy. It's only in Islam that we recognize somebody to feel shy is part of our Iman. And do not be deluded, because many people are not feeling shy. Then you start, because you want conformity, you want people to respect you. So that things that you cannot say, because they are saying if you join them and start talking around the public. That means you are reducing your Iman to zero level. So our sisters especially should notice that the way they feel shy, the way they feel not happy. Many people now today, if they can dance in the public. And don't you know that? People are standing. You see women dancing, showing everything of her body. Any sister that is there should just turn her face and leave there to show that she feels shy. But others will be clapping and be laughing. And they will now refer to the sister that this one is not understanding. No, she is not a Jahannama fellow. Because you people have been Jahannamized and you are Satanized and you are evilized, which is the equal to the civilization. Jahannamization and Satanization and evilization, which indicates civilization of today. May Allah continue to save us from this ironical civilization. Wa min al-haya, it is part of really try anna yadharna zinatahunna, that they should not expose their beauty. They should not expose their beauty. So even if you are going to buy a shoe, and the shoe, they draw it, it's colorful, that it will attract people, don't wear it to outside. The Prophet said, even Allah said, isn't it? وَلَا يُبْدِينَ زِينَتَهُنَّ, they should not show off their beauty. وَلَا يَتَبَرَّجْنَ بِأَيِّ حَالٍ مِنَ الْأَحْوَالِ, they should not in any way expose any part of their body. أَمَامَ شَبَابٍ, in front of youth, do not allow any part of your body to be seen by any man. وَالرِّجَالِ عَامَ, generally all men. وَالْأَقْرِبَى خَاصَّةً, and even those who are close. Somebody, you see a sister, she will not cover, properly cover, because she said this is her cousin. Can her cousin marry her? Yes. So that is why he is not supposed to see it. Why some even go to prison, they shake with her, they shake hands. Why do you say to say, hey, it's my brother now? Do you know which brother, cousin brother, who can marry her? It is zina. It is recorded that zina of hand. Tell a man whom la yuhulwanna lahum, in as much as they are not allowed to stay in his secret with them. You are not allowed that you and a woman you can marry, you go and stay in a secret place. You are not allowed. وذلك صيانة لأنفسهن, it is one of the protection for her. وأعراضهن, and is one of the what? One of the protection against her what? It protects her. أعراضهن, dignity, personality. وامتثالا لقوله تعالى, and it is to exemplify, it is to show, it is to practicalize the statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inshallah, we'll continue from there next week. People speak about Valentine. Valentine is the name of somebody who in Christian history, he is known as Saint Valentine. You know, they have saints, Saint Paul, Saint Barnabas, Saint Matthew, Saint Luke, and they also have Saint Valentine. It's the name of person. Shortly, I just want to give you brief, very, very brief, so that the whole thing about it is, this man who is Saint Valentine, there is a Roman emperor, king of Rome, one of their kings. He said, no, none of his soldiers should get married, because if the soldiers, if they got married during war, they will be feeling hot, they will be fearing, they want to run away, because they will be thinking of their wives and their children. And you know, then this Roman Empire, they built soldiers, not this Persian Empire, this Byzantium, they built soldiers, because they say military power is the right, might is right. If you don't have military might, you don't have any right. Up to date, that is even what the West, the Americans. So the only way when you have mouth to talk, if you build enough military strength, then you can talk. Isn't it? You're like Iraq. Iraq today, Abu Umar al-Baghdadi, Hafizahullah, can he talk now? Yes. Even America are calling, come. Ta'ala wa ila kalimati sawa'in bayna. Come and let us settle now. Why? Because what? He has his military power and he has right. So they say might is right. You don't have military might, you don't have right. That's why in this country, Muslims, we don't have right. Because there is no military power. Niger Delta, they have right. They plundered the citizens of this country the way they like. They broke back lines, and government will still beg them, come and let's talk now. They give them 10% of petroleum. They said, we never satisfy. Add more. They continue to add more because might is what? Right. This Roman king says he built soldiers every year. He has no soldier to get married. And Saint Valentine is one of the scholars of Christians. So he said, why is it that they say somebody should not marry? So he secretly, he will call one soldier. He will go to secret place and what? Conduct marriage. Are you getting it? If any soldier want to marry any woman, you know, the king said, nobody should marry. But he will secretly conduct the marriage. He was doing that. One day he was caught with the caught him. When he was caught, he was taken to the king. He said, okay, you are secretly conducting marriage to people. So he dumped him in the jail. Are you getting it? He was in the prison, he was jailed for some years, and they gave him the jail. He's going to be, they are going to chop off his head, because of he's going against the order of what? Of the king. So, he was in the jail again. He fell in love with the daughter of the king. Wahusila Mafi Sudur, isn't it? All those things that he was secretly conducting, what happened in the king later said that, okay, he sent love, not Saint Valentine. Because if you are fighting with him, why are you falling in love again? You are in the jail. You are still seeing the daughter of somebody. Somebody, this person has jailed you and he's threatening to kill you, and you're looking for his daughter again. Don't you know his craziness? He fell in love with the daughter of the king. And on 14th February, which is today, isn't it? 14th February, he was executed. He was killed. But when he was taken and they want to kill him, so he just carried a small book and wrote, to the daughter of the king, he wrote, from your Valentine. From your Valentine. This story I'm telling you is not related by any Muslim. It is related by the Christians in their book. In so many, if you go to Google, that is what it will give you. It is in Encyclopedia Britannica. It is in Encyclopedia Americana. And it is in Encarta. You know Encarta? That is what is written there. Now, there is this Roman day of celebration that used to take place every year, in which all the ladies that are recently matured, that is, ladies that have just come into their puberty stage, are you getting it? Who are virgin, men have never touched them, they will come, they will assemble them. So you write your name in a sheet of paper, you squeeze it, dump it in a box, and go and sit down. They will dress you gorgeously. And another, all the ladies that are just matured, they will come and write their name like that, drop it in a box. Now, they will be dressed. They have very good dress. They look fine. Then the men, all the young men also, will also be asked to come. So now everybody should rush to that box, and try and be able to what? Get one of those papers. Are you getting it? So in trying to get the papers, if anybody is on your way, whatever you can do that way so that you get the paper, either you can cut off his head or you cut off the nyash or whatever, so that you are able to get one of those papers. So by the time the paper absorbs it, then everybody will open his own. Any person that is in your paper, any lady, you go and carry that lady. You said that day you get her disliking. You disliking her that day. Whether she likes it or not. Are you getting it? And this used to happen on 14th February of Valentine's Day. But you can see what Valentine is giving rise to. Now, later, in the 5th century, the Christian pastors now said, these things, people are abusing us very well in this religion. Let us change it. So they now change it to become, you just send a card. But Valentine card, you don't put name. Just write from your Valentine. Iktida and the Valentine Al-Kafiri. Are you getting it? You just from your Valentine. And it must contain blue and what? Red color. And the red color should dominate the blue color. Are you getting it? Go and take any Valentine card. And Valentine cake. Thank you. So that today, that is what is happening. And you see them in the church now, most of them in the church with red and blue, they are there. So even logically speaking, are you getting it? Somebody who wants to be, humane, who wants to go with morality, somebody who is not morally off balance, will not even think about such celebration is in, okay, because it's nothing. You see how they celebrated before, it's just like the Oria they used to do in Ogoimagongo local government. I think you know that, in which any lady that has matured, they will come out naked and they will be dancing. And that is the day, if you have interest in one of them, you go and marry her. You say, tell them that, okay, this was today, they are not one day when the people rush in there. After the dance finished, they say, if you want to marry now, they collected them into the bush and do whatever they want to do with them. Then they stop the nonsense. Till then, whenever they want to do it now, they would dress. they don't come out naked again. So Valentine is another example of Ovia. I think it takes place in Ogoimagongo local government. Now, any Muslim who now buy a card, secretly or not secretly, directly or indirectly, and now write from your Valentine. The Prophet said, "Man fashadba hadikum min." So just count yourself that you are not a follower of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You are a follower of Saint Valentine. And Allah says, يوم يدعو الله الناس بإمامهم. يوم القيامة Allah will call people with their imam, with their leaders. You are not going to come with the Prophet, you will come with Saint Valentine. So we should spread this news to our fellow Muslim brothers who will be busy, or sisters. When I say Muslim brothers, we know that people, sisters, there. They will not really do that. Brothers, yes, they will not really. But there are Muslims who they don't keep beards, they don't wear hijab because of their level of iman, they are very weak. If you extend the message to them, because they don't know. What they only know is they thought it is civilization. Are you getting it? They are playing with it. They don't know it is an aqidah, it is ideology. Are you getting it? It is an ideology. It is one of the feasts and festival of Christianity. We have our own festival, Eid al-Fitr, Eid al-Adha, and every week we have Jum'ah day. The Prophet ﷺ said, the Eid of every week is what? Yawm al-Jum'ah. So they should be educated. They should know that actually it is wrong. Valentine celebrate, it is Christianity. Buying the card, accepting the card, greeting any person with saying happy Valentine, or accepting the greeting, it gets you nearer and nearer to Christianity. And it takes you away, farther away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you are incurring wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon yourself in doing that. Because we have been told in Islam how to express our love. A Muslim will love his children by what? By giving them their rights. All the rights. They love their wife by what? Giving the rights of their wife to them. They love their wife in doing so. Muslim brothers, they love themselves, isn't it? The Prophet of Allah told us that what? لَنْ تَدْخُلُ الْجَنَّةَ حَتَّى تُؤْمِنُوا وَلَا تُؤْمِنُوا حَتَّى تَحَابُوا. None of you will enter paradise except you have faith, you believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the Prophet concluded, you will never believe in Allah until you love yourself. This is a concept of love. And the Prophet was questioned as to what? what can we be doing so that we love ourselves? He said, Afshu salam bainakum. Afshu salama bainakum. Spread the greeting of salam between yourselves. It increases love. Do not spread Valentine cards. Because spreading Valentine cards increases what? Increasing satanization, jahannamization, and hellfireization. Are you getting it? You want to learn how it is? So, we've been told by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what are we supposed to do to increase love? Do not, they don't say, face love, love. So that somebody will come and tell you what is wrong in it. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, if you love your brother, tell him that I love you. Don't you know that? It is a hadith, authentic. So, Ya al-Islam, Allah inni uhibbuka. And the Prophet even added, a very good formula, uhibbuka fillah. I love you because of Allah, for the sake of Allah. And you will reply what? Ahabbaka alladhi ahbabtani lahu. Aw ahbabtani fihi, fi riwaya. Oh Allah, the Allah for which you love me, may that Allah love you also. Uhibbuka fillah. Ahabbaka alladhi ahbabtani lahu. We have our own concept of love. Not useless and ephemeral and stupid love they enjoy. That is too temporal. Which today, many girls are going to be dislodged today. And useless pregnancy will come out today, 1st February. So a day when people are going to go against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when people are ready to fight Islamic cause morally and make sure that the society today goes down to what? Disrespect Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Are you supposed to join? Because today, Yawm al-Qiyamah, is coming again. Every 14th February will come Yawm al-Qiyamah. All the Valentine Day you spend in this world will come Yawm al-Qiyamah to testify for you against you or against you. Because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, every day we shout, Ana halkum jadid wa ala amalikum shaheed taghtanimu minni fa inni zahid wa la a'ud illa Yawm al-Qiyamah. Every day we shout, I am a new creation of Allah and a witness over all your actions. So take a benefit from me. The benefit we are taking today is what? We should make sure that we do nasiha to anyone who is close to us and is what? Celebrating Valentine. We take benefit so that we do things that are righteous today. Because Yawm al-Qiyamah is come again to testify against you or for you. So we should be careful. None of us will just hold us a Valentine. Nothing serious about it. It is serious. It is disastrous. It is blasphemous to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are blaspheming Allah's ordinances by participating, no matter how little it is. You should not even try to listen to people who say Happy Valentine. We should frown our face to anyone who tells us today Happy Valentine. Because some people will say, I have customer. Your customer is one Igbo, Asiwo, TJK, who will come and say, it's us. Ustaz, Happy Valentine, and you'll be laughing, you're going. Ustaz, Happy Valentine, God forbid that thing. If that's the only thing you can say, say Alhamdulillah. So register your annoyance. Then somebody should call you and say, Ustaz. They don't know how to call you Ustaz. Ustaz. Ustaz, Happy Valentine, and you cannot say, God punish your mouth 10 times a day. So register your annoyance. This is not, you understand? You don't laugh when a business lady tell you like that, Happy Valentine. If you like, she likes, let her know, let her take her customer to another person. Any customer that Allah is not happy with, do not be happy with that customer. Even though you continue to be poor and become a church rat. Because even the church rat, they hate Valentine. All the rats in the church, they run away because of Valentine today. They want to return after the Valentine day. So we should always show our concern. Let us show we are Muslims. We should show we are Muslims. That's why Allah says, Inna alladhina qalu rabbuna Allah. At any point in time, we are for Allah. Our Lord is Allah. Our festival is festival of Allah and none else. So it is not something that if you look at somebody just happy Valentine, and you allow the person to, if she finds it, or whether he or she finds it not easy, and he is annoyed, then that is what is teaching that he is transgressing. He is touching the boundary between you and him or her. I know it is not always possible. Somebody will see yourself and say happy Valentine. Is it possible? But some people will sit there and say this, carouse this, like you were grade one. They say, hey, Ustad, especially you want to enter Kajli. Yeah, Ustad, why are you frowning today now? Today is Valentine. You say, God punish you. May your teeth may it remove. Let it become a toothless person. Because of what? You say anything you like so that you get her annoying. You say, right. Today is day I'm annoying. It is a day declared that there should be open. Open what? Today, it is an open. Not open annoyance. Open. Today, they don't hide it from excuses. Today. Even ladies today, some at the end of today, in the evening, they will show how many cards they have received for people who say from a Valentine. And what they do, you know, they don't write names. Just write your number. 080-123-456. From your Valentine. If she likes, at the end of the day, she can say, she loves me, she loves me not. She loves me, she loves me not. Anyone that she loves me, at the end of the 10 count, to pick that one, make the call. Thank you, my Valentine. Well, can we meet? And they meet. To get herself, and have a cohabitation with him. To satisfy Lord Valentine. Iftida'an bi imamihi Valentine wa Shaitan. Inshallah, that will be little I can say about Valentine, and I think with the Amir if you want to read, you can photocopy. I have even Arabic and English, but there is one more comprehensive with the Abu Khali, so I'm going to start with him. Wallahu a'lam. And finally, let us intensify on our prayer, because since yesterday, what is happening in Helmand is not